Alcoa has settled a long-standing dispute with a primary foe in its fight to maintain control of hydropower dams on the Yadkin River. Stanley County commissioners voted last night to drop their legal challenges against Alcoa, which was a major employer in the region until closing its aluminum smelter in 2002. Alcoa now makes a profit selling the electricity from those dams, and Stanley County has long argued the public would be better served if the dams were under the state's control. WFAE's Julie Rose joins me now with some analysis. And Julie, how do you explain Stanley County's change of tune?
Well, first off, it's been an expensive fight going back more than 6 years. Stanley County's already spent $5 million on lawsuits trying to block Alcoa from getting another 50-year license, federal license for its dams on the Yadkin River. And the county's position has always been that the river belongs to the people, so the people should be benefiting from those dams in terms of jobs and economic development, and not just having a private company benefit from those profits. Meanwhile, as Stanley County's been fighting this, though, it has been feeling increasingly isolated because back when it started, Governor Perdue and Governor Mike Easley before her were very vocal in opposition to Alcoa, but Governor Pat McCrory has not said, taken a stand on the issue in that way. So really, Stanley County and a few environmental groups are the only ones making, really fighting Alcoa on this. And, you know, keep in mind also, Mark, that sentiment changes as elections happen. So the county commission has shifted in Stanley County, and last night's vote in favor of the settlement was 3-2, pretty divided.
Well, did Stanley County accomplish anything for all the time and money spent on this battle?
They believe so. I mean, the county's lawsuit was the reason that evidence was uncovered showing Alcoa had apparently been misleading state water quality regulators, and that prompted the state to revoke a key license, a key permit for Alcoa, and so Alcoa had to start that whole process all over again. That was a win for the county, and you could argue that it really did prompt quite a bit more scrutiny of Alcoa's water quality and environmental record on the river. The settlement itself also includes some perks for Stanley County. It's getting $3 million from Alcoa and a promise of support if the county needs to request more water out of the Yadkin River someday. In return, Stanley County pledges to fully support Alcoa's federal relicensing effort, and commissioners promise not to say anything bad about Alcoa moving forward.
WFAE's Julie Rose, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.